I saw the headline just a moment ago. Made me chuckle. Grumpy Old Men 3, as we get the rematch. It's actually the second battle, obviously, between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Both wrapped up their party nominations yesterday with caucuses and primaries, places like Georgia. So it's all taken care of now. And, you know, I look at these numbers here, and I look at this other little note here. Black voters can't vote for Biden anymore because they can't afford to. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Tommy Pigott here, RNC Strategic Communications Director. Tommy, good to have you on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you here. All right, so we're locked in. We're on the road to Milwaukee in July and then Chicago in August. And really from here out, though, it is time for the general campaign. And then we're on our way.
Yeah, we are indeed. I mean, last night, both men securing the delegates necessary to clinch their nominations. I think this has been a clarifying moment for a lot of people the last few weeks, especially comparing President Trump to Joe Biden, seeing how they both handle the border, the economy, seeing how they handle crises that are hitting our country. I think the American people are ready to restore some common sense back to the White House and ready to elect President Trump back to the White House in November.
Well, it's about as easy as it's ever been, Tommy. They can compare and contrast. Where were you 3 years ago or four? Where are you today? How do things cost when you go to the grocery store or buy gas or pay your rent or whatever it might be? Or look at the percentage rate on your credit card. Whatever you look at, as far as economics go, it's a clear choice between where we were and where we are today, isn't it?
That's exactly right. On the economy, on the border, on foreign policy. We went from foreign policy in a world at peace with peace agreements being signed under Trump to a world at war under Joe Biden. We went from the border being secure under President Trump to the worst border crisis in U.S. history under Joe Biden. We went from an economy that was rebounding, that we saw job growth, wage growth, to the highest inflation in 40 years under Joe Biden, people losing savings, people losing real wealth. I think it goes to show why in a recent New York Times poll, and I think this was telling, the New York Times was reporting that in their polling, no matter the demographic, education level, where you're from, age, every single group says that Trump's policies helped them more than Joe Biden's. And I think that's telling that no matter who you are, no matter what group in that polling, it's clear, a consistent theme that President Trump's policies were better. And I think that Americans are going to vote that way in November.
Yeah, no question. Trump leads Biden in every battleground state as well. Whether it's Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, it doesn't matter which state you pick. Donald Trump was winning in all those battlegrounds. And here's the thing. In Michigan, for example, where I live, and I see the polls quicker sometimes, Donald Trump's up by 4 to 5 points right now. At the same time, 4 years ago, he was trailing 4 to 5 points. I mean, it is a mere opposite of where it was because people are like, well, you know, even if they didn't like Donald Trump for whatever reason, well, you know, they liked his policies and they liked what was happening and they liked the fact that they could afford to go to work and have a chance in this world. And they didn't like the fact that they don't like the fact that we're in those wars in Ukraine. They don't like that we're involved in these other places when we're $35 trillion in debt. People see this. And what they really see, though, Tommy, I think, is Joe Biden, old yeller, yelling at everybody during the State of the Union, or forgetting where he is, or wandering around lost, or confused. I mean, look, I don't even need to pick on the guy. He's not just lost a step, he's lost a couple, and that's just since he ran for president. Look how bad the decline and obvious it really is.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and it's an opinion held by a majority of Democrats as well. I think this also shows the lack of credibility that Democrats have. They're going out there claiming that this isn't an issue, that behind closed doors, Joe Biden is sharp as ever. But for some reason, that never happens to be on camera. They never show him doing these mythical cartwheels behind the camera. They only show him on camera where he looks confused, lost, and screaming. And it's again and again and again every single time he opens his mouth. And you also see it in the policies that he's implemented, the complete incompetence from this administration, the lack of holding accountability for anyone when we see failures from the border to Afghanistan, no accountability at all. And to top it all off, Biden, when he ran last time, was able to make these promises, and I think some people believed him. But now we see the complete ideologically bankrupt party that he has. They have no solutions to the American people. His ideas have failed. They're a massive failure across the board, and that's been proven. The debate is over on many of his policies, whether it's the border, the economy, because of the devastation that they've wreaked. So that is a clear distinction now where American people have that record. They see Joe Biden, who clearly is not mentally up to the job. And they also see his policies that have not worked, but he's doubling down on them because he has nothing else to do. And the Democrat Party has no solutions to the crises that they've created.
And another huge problem, I do believe, for Joe Biden is, and her name is Laken Riley, Joe, just to be clear, not Lincoln. Laken Riley has become the face of this open border crisis. This 22-year-old nursing student murdered in the middle of the day in the middle of a major college campus in the middle of America, out doing what college kids do, running, going for a run. How many college kids will do that today? Thousands, tens of thousands. She gets murdered for it by somebody that should not be in the country, and she has become the face, and it's Donald Trump who meets with the family. It's Donald Trump who talks to her. It's Donald Trump who tries to comfort a family in mourning. Not Joe Biden. No, he yells her name in anger and gets it wrong during the State of the Union. I mean, it's sad, really, isn't it?
It is. It is tragic. It is devastating. He yells her name wrongly during the State of the Union after he was pressured to say her name, to recognize what happened, to recognize the impact of his policies, which he still hasn't done. And then 2 days later, to apologize to the illegal immigrant arrested for her murder because he used the word illegal. It's just absolutely outrageous. He hasn't apologized yet for his policies. He hasn't apologized yet for mispronouncing her name. He hasn't apologized for the 170 Democrats that blocked the Laken Riley Act that would have solved this problem or gone to make sure that this would never happen again. So it's outrageous what the Democrats are doing. It's showing they're not up to meet this moment. They're not up to actually solving this crisis because the crisis was the predictable result of their policies. They are doubling down. They're putting Americans last. And Americans deserve a president that actually will go out and comfort and be with, stand with families, work toward solutions, as opposed to apologizing to illegal immigrants accused of murder.
Yeah. Laken Riley Act, by the way, introduced in the U.S. Senate yesterday by two Republicans. So we'll see what Democrats do with this. If they disregard the Laken Riley Act, which would simply detain and deport people that have committed certain crimes or in this country illegally to begin with, which in and of itself should be deportation reason enough. If the Senate Democrats, led by Chuck Schumer, refuse to address this issue, I think it creates a political problem for them as well. Tommy, I'll give you the last word.
I think it's a political problem, and I think it's a problem for all Americans. It's showing why we can't have four more years of these failed Democrat policies. We cannot have four more years of the devastation that Democrats are causing. And at this point, you can only conclude it's deliberate because the solutions are on the table and Democrats are blocking them. They're refusing to take them up. We have to vote them out of office.
Yeah, intentional, no question. Tommy Pigott, RNC Strategic Communications Director. Tommy, always appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. It is intentional. My next guest fled communism. My next guest fled communism and found the American dream in a way that few would. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz of Indiana is going to join me here next. And she's going to share her fears about what's going on in this country with Joe Biden and socialism and our drift to the left into the ditch, a ditch that she fled for the American dream. Can we still save it? We'll talk about it coming up here on the Steve Gruber Show. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.
Welcome.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriots Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriots Relief. Use promo code Gruber at patriotsrelief.com or call 877-230-1776.